This week, Billy Hunter, the director of the NBA Players Union, lodged a protest regarding the league's new rule about calling technical fouls. The officials have been instructed to whistle guys who make demonstrative gestures, continue to complain about calls after they've been instructed to stop, or approach an official in an aggressive manner. As a result, technical fouls in the current preseason are running somewhat ahead of the number called during the same period last fall. In theory, Mr. Hunter wouldn't seem to have much of a gripe. If players and coaches can be coerced into complaining less, perhaps the flow of the game will be interrupted less often. But in practice, the new rule has produced some troubling consequences. During Wednesday night's game between the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks, Timofey Mozgov, whom the Knicks discovered in Russia, was called for a technical foul for mumbling in his native language as he walked past one of the officials. Odds are the official had no idea what Mr. Mozgov was muttering. Perhaps it was the Russian equivalent of, "Oh, gee, I forgot to pick up milk and bread, and by the time this game is over, the grocery store will be closed and my wife's gonna kill me." Then there's the subjective decision about what constitutes an aggressive manner when a player approaches an official. If you are a middle-aged guy trying to conceal your spare tire in a pair of polyester trousers much too tight, a guy who's maybe 5'10 and sporting a comb-over, isn't anybody who's 7 feet tall and 300 thoroughly conditioned rock-hard pounds going to seem at least vaguely aggressive when he's approaching you in his customary seven-league strides, even if he's smiling as if he's just remembered a good joke? Billy Hunter's argument against the new rule is that, quote, it may actually harm the product by stifling the player's passion and exuberance for their work. Lots of fans would argue that the expansion of the NBA season over the years has already poked a substantial hole in that passion and exuberance, and in the past, even the players themselves have acknowledged that it's impossible to be passionate and exuberant for 82-plus nights. Maybe that's the real reason they've been giving the officials a hard time.